Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I'm Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. And today's fun fact of the day has to do with diets. Did you know that the average adherence to a diet is about 40%? Over the years, many studies on the ability of people to stick to diets has been done. Most studies show that 40 to 60% of people complete a diet. Almost everyone will cheat on a diet a couple of times at least. This is not all that shocking. Doing a diet is like doing a challenge. It is a sheer show of will that gets you to the other end. Willpower, like I've mentioned 1,000 times, is something that we cannot rely on. It comes and it goes. In the morning, you feel fully charged to crush your diet goals. You reach work and there's an email from a client that needs your attention. Then your boss shouts at you for something. At 4 p.m., there's a birthday cake cutting in office and you politely refuse. By the time it's 7 p.m., you've had it. You forget all about your diet and you head to the refrigerator to see what ice cream is there. Does this sound familiar? Diet out the window? We started a no-sugar challenge on the 2nd of January. If you follow me on Instagram, you would know about it. We had 200 people join the WhatsApp group that was created for it. I was very happy with the response. Committing to not having sugar feels like a death sentence to many of us. What is interesting is that by day 4, a lot of people wrote in saying that they could not resist the temptation and had cheated on the challenge. They were wondering what should be done. Do they restart the challenge? Do they stick through it? As your habit coach, I want you to understand that all challenges are learning curves. Each time you fail at something, there is something you learn. The full form of fail is F-A-I-L, first attempt in learning. So failure is fine as long as you've learned from it and do not make the same mistake again. If you keep reaching for sugar to put in your tea and say, oops, I cheated, that's not acceptable. That is what I consider lying to yourself. We must all learn the right way to deal with failing a diet or a challenge, because it's bound to happen. So your simple habit for dealing with failing a challenge or a diet comes in 3 steps. Step 1, don't beat yourself up over it. Do not spend time feeling sorry for yourself. Instead, enjoy that it happened. Step 2, now think why you cheated, how you cheated, and what you can do to prevent it from happening again. Example, you went on a flight and felt hungry, but you were not prepared with the snacks, so you ate junk. Next time, carry the right snacks. Step 3, continue with the diet plan or the challenge. Don't abandon it. If you want, add an extra day to the plan or the challenge. Remember, failure is normal. Chronic failure is stupid, or you're just lying to yourself. Instead, learn from these failures and grow. So start these habits and share with us your progress using the hashtag TheHabitCoach. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Ashton Doc on Twitter and Instagram. You can find lots more information on my website, awesome180.com, or check out different content on my YouTube channel called AWESOME180. That's Awesome 180.